Vermont Health Connect, the state's healthcare exchange, has been plagued with problems since it went online in October 2013. It started with functionality problems that haunted the system, along with cost overruns. The state eventually canceled its contract with system developer CGI and hired Optum to fix the system. This past weekend, Optum completed a major upgrade. Chief of Healthcare Reform Lawrence Miller reports the software changes took less time than anticipated, and it's expected to significantly streamline service.
You're talking about a change from, 120 minutes to 10 minutes. You're moving the decimal point, and anytime you move the decimal point, you can get a lot of effect. And this is a clear sign that the project has been turned around and is moving on a sound footing towards delivering the level of customer service that Vermonters deserve.
A priority within the revamp was to assure that the so-called change of circumstance functionality, that is, adjusting things like addresses or marital status, was fixed. Miller says that has been the single biggest handicap at the exchange.
This is a really big deal. This will take a process that takes a couple of hours to put a change into the system and bring that down to about 10 minutes. And it means that people won't have to have their change request put into a queue to be fixed later. They'll be able to have that change taken care of right when they're on the phone.
Vermonters for Healthcare Freedom has been critical of the state-run exchange. Founder and president Darcy Johnston isn't certain what impact the upgrades will actually have.
I think it's hard to know since there's no third-party verification, and they've just written the script for the outcome that they wanted and needed. Too many people have experienced a bad outcome and have fought with problems for months. And there's no evidence to the user, to the Vermonter who's paying. This is all going to be done on the back end for the Vermont Health Connect staff to make it easier on them, which is great if that's true.
Johnston adds that the latest upgrades don't change her key criticisms of the system.
One, that it's mandated. Number two is that the policies are so expensive. And then they've spent $200 million to build a system that this year it's costing $51 million to maintain. What's that cost going to be going forward? I don't think we can afford it. This is just continuing a pipe dream that has serious impacts on Vermonters' ability to have the freedom to choose the healthcare insurance that they want and need.
Miller counters that policy questions have been settled by the legislature and costs are being addressed.
There is great need to be very careful about spending growth in Vermont's healthcare system. And we've got Green Mountain Care Board and a number of initiatives that are specifically designed to help contain the cost of healthcare. That's really what we have to focus on. Changing healthcare policies to be cheaper because they don't provide all the coverage people need, that doesn't seem like sound reform to me.
The next milestone facing the Vermont Health Connect is an October 1st deadline for Optum to deliver technology for 2016 enrollments and renewals. I'm Pat Brapley, WAMC News.